More than 200 arrests made during ICE operations on California marijuana farms. About 200 suspected illegal immigrants and 4 U.S. citizens were arrested by immigration authorities on July 10 after immigration operations were conducted on 2 marijuana farms in Southern California. Federal immigration authorities released the updated numbers on July 11 and announced that 4 U.S. citizens were arrested for assaulting or resisting officers. Glasshouse Farms, the licensed operators of both sites, confirmed that its sites were visited by immigration and customs enforcement officials and were fully complying with the agent search warrants. Federal agents found themselves faced with protesters at least one of the sites. Aerial footage at the site showed protesters throwing projectiles at vehicles. U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California Bill S. Saley said on July 10 that any protesters interfering with the raid would be charged. Federal agents are executing a search warrant at this marijuana farm, he wrote on social media platform X. Agents have already arrested multiple individuals for impeding this operation and will continue to make arrests. Don't interfere. You will be arrested and charged with a federal offense. Saley also said that one of the protesters appeared to fire a weapon at federal law enforcement and offered a bounty on that unknown individual. FBI has issued a $50,000 award for information leading to the conviction of an unknown subject who appeared to fire a pistol at federal law enforcement officers near Camarillo, as Saley wrote in a separate post. The shooting occurred on July 10, 25 at approximately 2:26 p.m. on Laguna Road between Wood Road and Las Posas Road. Gas canisters were deployed by federal authorities to disperse the crowd. ICE agents were accompanied by members of the National Guard, an additional measure of security provided by the Trump administration. It was unclear whether or not the protesters were employees of the farm. One of the protesters, Judith Ramos, a 22-year-old certified nurse assistant, said she saw a busload of people being taken away and had a deterrent sprayed in her eyes. "They didn't want us to get any closer, and they started firing," Ramos told the Associated Press. "I got some in my eyes. I had to put milk on my face." Federal agents hit 2 sites operated by state-licensed Glasshouse Farms, which describes itself on its official website as one of the fastest-growing vertically integrated cannabis companies in the United States, with a dedicated focus on the California market and building leading, lasting brands to serve consumers of every kind. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Rodney Scott said in a statement that 10 children were found at one of the sites, 8 of whom were unaccompanied, and all of whom were in the country illegally. "It's now under investigation for child labor violations," Scott said. The Associated Press and Katabella Roberts contributed to this report.